Hello and welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. My name is Jay Shalansky, and joining me as always is Evan Bulris.
The dude abides.
Alright, that's a good one. So
look, it's the best I got right now.
This podcast is not a ton going on, so we're just gonna kind of talk about a few different things here. First off, housekeeping. We are giving away a very cool giveaway.
Super sweet gift.
So if you haven't seen it on Facebook, Reddit, I mean, I literally posted it everywhere earlier today. Yesterday for you guys. And we're giving away a Clone Wars core set. One of our listeners actually sent it in to us and was like, hey, I want to give this to you to give away to your as a giveaway for your listeners. And I don't want any credit for it. I just want you to go ahead and just say it's somebody nice that listens to the podcast. So you know who you are. Thank you so much for this. So for the rest of you, we have a Clone Wars core set. And if you go to the fifthtrooper.com/giveaway, you can go enter. What we're asking people to do is like, subscribe, like, follow, like all that stuff of all our social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, our podcast, both ours and the Scoundrels, just like and subscribe to everything so that you can get updates in the future. And that'll help us out and help you out. And we'll all be connected in one big, happy Fifth Trooper family.
I don't even have a core set yet.
That's so true.
I entered in more of a joke than anything else. I just want Jay to see my Perfect. Name pop up because I put your boy Evan. Yeah. So I'm just saying like next.
So the funny thing is we're using like for those of you that have signed up or will sign up, you'll see we're kind of using a third party application for this. It randomly generates a winner for me. So I'll crap myself if you come up. I'm like, of course.
I did all four.
I'll just give it to Evan. No, I wouldn't do that. So that's one pretty cool piece of news. The other thing is, if you check out our Patreon page, for those of you who aren't subscribers, what we had done is at our $25 level, our premier level, we were going to give you a t-shirt and a mat at the end of the year for being a subscriber. But we decided that actually quarterly we're going to give you guys t-shirts now. And there's a really cool t-shirt. The Debacle t-shirt.
The Debacle.
It's pretty good. Yeah, you can check that out at the patreon.com/fifthtrooper. Check that out. And if you're interested in supporting us, you got that. And then, like always, just subscribe and like all our stuff. That'd be really helpful. Okay, so that's kind of housekeeping. Any housekeeping for you there, E-Dog?
No, man. I think you covered all the big things. We'll be sort of traveling around shortly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in the up for the Canadian yep. Grand Championships for X-Wing and Legion. I think the cooks are going up too.
Yep.
So that's a good, you know, if you want to get a good game, you know, like a really high-end game in, there you guys.
Yeah.
And then we'll be at, I'll be at Nova.
Nova, yeah.
And then I think Kappa Cup.
Kappa Cup in October.
Is in October. We'll be there too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, at all these events, we'll be there. If not in body, in soul and mind, our spirit. Logo will be there. Us, so that's that. There was one file. Oh, that's right. So some of you may be confused and thinking to yourself, "Hey, Jay and Evan, I'm noticing that your numbers here. This is episode 52. Does that mean that you guys have been on a whole year?" And the answer to that, my dear friend, is no. We had a couple interviews and specials and spectaculars in between there. And so actually our 1 year is around about the week of September 5th. And actually we got some really cool special stuff planned for that episode. And then after our 1 year episode, or shortly there around, we're actually going to be changing our format a little bit, and I'm just teasing it now. I don't want to tell you exactly what it is, but it's going to be really exciting, and I think and I hope you guys will really enjoy what we have planned.
I don't know what it is either, so all right, cool. I'll find out with everybody else.
And so Evan will find out. You guys will find out. Everybody will find out. So just in case you guys are wondering, there's some things about the podcast. I like Evan to react on the podcast as if he's one of you guys. And so
just like I just keep
everything from him until we're live on the air.
That's fair.
We're going to do, so today is going to be, like I said, it's going to be odd. So just because there isn't a ton going on. So we're going to do a little bit of news. There's one news article. We'll cut into that in a minute here. And then basically a couple things I want to cover is I guess we're going to have to cover sportsmanship again. And then also I'd like to cover, we had a event tournament this weekend.
Yes, we did.
Like to go through that. I actually played clones. I got sign off from everybody that was in the tournament, and actually that's why most of the people were there, because I said I would play clones.
Yeah, they're pretty, it was cool just to see them.
Yeah. Right? Like. And then we'll talk about maybe lists, maybe what we're thinking about, what we're looking at as far as lists, what we're hoping for, etc., etc. So, all right, let's cut into some news.
News from the Week in Legion.
All right. This in for Legion News. This week, Fantasy Flight Games announced the Imperial Bunker. Well, gave us the full kind of sneak peek at it with all the cards and everything. It looks like it comes with six cards. Both,
at least, yeah.
Yeah, battlefield, objective and deployment card, condition cards, objective, condition, battlefield cards. Comes with six new ones. It looks like they're specific to the bunker. Comes with some beep boop computers. Who cares? And the bunker. You know, Evan, you brought up a great point about this when we were getting ready for the podcast. Is, boy, there's a whole lot of nothing in this for the amount of money they want.
Dude, like, okay. I remember a long time ago, you can quote me on saying, like, FFG, please make Sweet Star Wars Terrain. So I can buy it, right? And all the third-party stuff people make is cool. I get it. But, you know, there's something about that first party, like down to AT-ST. It looks real good. And the bunker, when I saw it, looks cool. But that's $75. And to play it... Okay, so backing up even more. To play an objective, which is casual. Like, you know, Jay and I talked about maybe doing battle reports on the missions. Because it's casual and fun, right? And that's kind of what this game's about. It's supposed to be fun. But on, like, for me, the competitive player who's really dumping a lot of money, like, when a new unit comes out, I don't just ask myself if I'm going to buy it, it's how many of it am I going to buy, right? Yeah. Do I buy three? Do I buy enough if I want to play six, right? So I'm really dumping money into this game. But this is the first thing, because I bought the downed AT-ST, I've used it as terrain once. The bunker, it looks cool. I don't. Yeah, maybe Jay and I will get one. Jay and I will definitely get one, and then between us and do the objectives on it for fun, right? But as like a competitive player, like I got Canadian Grand Championships, and then there's Nationals, and all this other stuff happening.
Well, even furthermore,
like, I just don't have time for that.
So I'll take it further because let's say 5% of you out there are competitive, maybe 10%. I would say even for casual, like, dude, $75
is a lot.
It's 75, right? $75? Yeah. Like, come on, dude. Like, I mean, part of me, when this was first announced, I think I may have said on the cast, I was like, oh, these guys are going to put something in here that we need, and we're going to end up buying it.
Yep.
It turns out, I'm almost worried now, because they didn't do that at all. So the question is, why would you buy this, basically, as a consumer? And if you guys out there are thinking about getting us, let us know. Email us, contact@thefifthtrooper.com. Let us know why you're buying it, because I can't think of a good reason why. It looks okay, but it doesn't look $75 okay.
You know, like we again, Jay and I had a conversation for the cast about, you know, do we get into too much competitive stuff? Do we, you know, take things a little too seriously when we play the game? And, you know, we're going back and forth. And honestly... Yeah. This cast, you know, Scoundrels, that's their deal, man. They crunch the numbers. Like, you should play this unit because it'll give you X result. You should do that. Right? That's cool. That's their thing.
Yeah.
Ours, we really don't, for the most part, I think, overall.
Numbers? No.
You know, we're just kind of like, you know, this looks good. This looks bad. But for this, like, I bought the downed AT-ST, and, you know, one person has to play Rebels and one person has to play Imperial to get the full deal out of it, right? Like, most people in my store, like, they'll both play Imperial. Or they'll both play Rebel when I play matches, so I carry both armies on me, and I always ask if they want to play it, and they say, nah, I want to play a normal game of just standard Legion. So I'm, you know, maybe more towards it comes out, we'll get it, and maybe we'll play a scenario, and we'll be like, man, Jay, I was wrong. These missions are so cool. I was such a sucker for even thinking any otherwise. But what kills me, when they're on stage, like, yeah, you can buy two and put them back-to-back, and you can make, like, a pill bunker. That's $150 of plastic building that in a competitive, like, not even competitive, just like, if you don't want to use the bunker for any reason, like, it's just sitting on your shelf, right? Yeah. Like, yikes.
Yeah, it's interesting. Okay, so the other thing in Legion news, so there has been some confusion from Fantasy Flight about pricing, right, Evan? And so,
yeah.
What was it, a couple weeks, last week maybe, Matt Holland had messaged, I think it was on Facebook or Discord or something, and had said, oh, hey, the pricing from on the, what was it? It was on the B2 units and the phase two units and then the tanks.
The B2, the heavy battle droids and
commanders.
The heavy battle droids and the Gen 2 clones, and I think one of the tanks.
And one of the tanks, the prices were wrong. They were too expensive. Everybody was freaking out. We were all like, whoa, that's kind of pricey. And he goes, no, those were wrong. We're going to fix those. No problem. I think they ended up updating their website with the new pricing. Well, there was a message today, I believe it was on Facebook, from Matt Holland saying, hey all, I apologize for giving you bad information. The prices announced at the in-flight were actually the correct one, and the prices have now been readjusted to where they'd started. I even checked before I responded the first time, but we didn't ask enough the correct people apparently. So it looks like those prices went back up. So it looks like, what, core units are 35, the tanks are 60 or 70, or what was it?
Yeah, the tanks were 60 piece and the core units were 35. I hope maybe, you know what, we don't have the full view, so it could be just these two units are going to be $10 more because there's so many posable options, but it's kind of a bummer. I know we've complained a little bit so far in this episode.
Sure.
But like as a a draw for a lot of my new guys who come into the game, like, oh, because we're a GW store first.
We're
100% GW store. And they go, hey, wow, this is way cheaper than a box of Space Marines. You know, I can buy two things of Fleet Troopers for one Space Marine. And now we're starting to creep up a little bit. It is because we're going to get better model quality, more poses. Yep. But on the same side, like some of my new guys were kind of worried. They're like, I don't, like, $60 for a tank, that's expensive. I'm like, yeah, it is.
And I'd also like to say, a couple months ago at this point now, I wrote an article about the tariffs.
Yeah.
They ended up getting delayed, but they actually just went through a couple weeks ago, and board games was in that tariffs, and it's 25% on board games. So I think you're going to see even further increases in pricing, not just because of the switch to the hard plastics, which is a different process, a more expensive process.
Yeah.
But you're also now going to see the tariffs kick in. There's going to be a number of other, you know, fees and things that go along with that. Port fees and handling fees and whatever retaliatory stuff China does now. This is all part of news. So for those of you that aren't up on this, so we are in a tariff war with China for the most part, if that's what you want to call it. And I'm not going to say anything specific politically. I'm just going to give you the facts of where we are. So there's a 25% tariff now on board games. However, China has, they have basically manipulated their currency so that they're hoping that will offset what we pay for Chinese goods. So even with the 25% tariff, there may not be a price hike, but I just got a feeling that there will be, or companies will use it as an excuse to increase their price, because you always want to make more money on this stuff.
Sure,
and
sure.
And so it just is what it is. But that's the news. Sorry, we did get a little complainy there, but that's okay, because they deserve it. So we're gonna move on now.
What are they talking about?
All right. So we're just gonna kind of freeform here.
Yeah, it's a slow news week.
We thought we'd talk about what we've been doing. Playing what lists we've been looking at building. Let's talk about our event first. So we had a local tournament on Saturday. I had posted, you know, so for those of you that don't know, we did get a box or two of Clone Wars. Well, three. One we're giving away to you guys. So I had done the unboxing and everything for it. So if you haven't seen that, it's on YouTube. But also, I sent a message out to our local group, actually, like within 2 hour driving radius.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, hey, guys, I got Clone Wars and I got Dewbacks and Shore Troopers. if you want to see him, come to the tournament. And then later on, I was like, whoa, I think I could field. I couldn't do 800, even anywhere close to 800 points in droids with the two cores.
It was too much giving up.
Yeah, I think I was down like 150 points. Yeah. I couldn't do it. But clones, I got up to like, so it was, I had, well, I'll tell you what I had in a second, but I had about 793, 794 in points. And so I put up a poll. I said, do you guys want me to run a clone trooper list? Do you want me to run a Krennic Shore Trooper Dewback list or none of the above and just a normal list? And overwhelmingly, everyone who voted wanted the clone troopers.
Oh, yeah. They just want to see the new stuff, right? Like, so, I'm in there. I voted that.
So technically, the way events work is if it's a release product but not a premiere event, you could play it the moment it releases.
Yeah, whatever you want, right?
This technically hasn't been released. It's a pre-release at Gen Con, but everyone at the tournament was cool with it. It's a casual tournament.
Yeah,
right.
They wanted to
play against the clones and see what happens.
You know what was on the line, Jay? Nothing. Nothing was on the line, right?
So I got everybody's blessing. Everybody was cool with it. And so I ran a pretty interesting clones list, which I wish, you know, I only had four core troops. I only had I had Obi-Wan and two Bark Speeders, and I'm going to load up my list here, and I'll tell you guys exactly what I ran. So
you have a ton of lists on that. Those pillar, my man.
I know. I have so many. I just, like, during the day when I'm working, I'm just like, I got an idea for a list. I'm going to build this, and then I end up saving it. So it was at 793. I had Obi-Wan Kenobi with Force Push, Force Guidance, Aggressive Tactics. So for those of the don't know yet, Force Guidance is a force free, it's a free action tappable card. Choose up to two friendly units at range 1 to 2. Each chosen unit gains a surge token. Then I had Aggressive Tactics, which basically, while you are the nominated commander, after issuing orders, choose up to four friendly units with face up order tokens. Each chosen unit gains one surge token. So those are new. I put Hunter on Obi-Wan. I had one.
That's a 211 point Obi-Wan.
That's 211 points, yeah.
Good lord.
So I had two phase troopers with each. So I needed points, right?
Yeah.
And I was just throwing stuff in. I could have ran an extra trooper in each one of them, but I was like, man, let's just see what I can do here. Where, I mean, extra trooper was 13 points, so I still couldn't even have made it, even if I took out the add-ons that I put in there. So what I had was, I had two of the DC-15, and those for you that don't know, basically the DC-15 is the DLT-19 for stormtroopers. It's 1 to 4, 2 red, and it has critical 1 versus impact 1.
Yep.
I had E-Stims and frag grenades on both of them. So two clone troopers with the DC-15. Then I had two sets of clone troopers with the Z6, which is the same exact thing as the Rebels have, 1 to 3, 6 white dice, with E-Stims and frag grenades. Then I had the two Bark Speeders. I did one with the RPS-6 gun, which is basically the rocket launcher. It's a red, black, and white with impact 2, range 2 to 4. And then the second one, I had the twin laser gun around there, which is range 1 to 3, 2 black, 2 white, and it's fixed front rear. Where the rocket launcher, I didn't realize till halfway through my first game,
right?
Is 360.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, wait, yeah. I played them. I wish I had, instead of the Bark Speeders, I wish I had more clone troopers, because I would have run 6 and just kind of murderballed them down, but like I did what I could. And actually, with having that ridiculous of a list, I went 1 and 2, but the two games I lost were way, way closer than I thought they were going
to
be.
That's cool. So I didn't get the chance to play you, but man, like, it's cool that, you know, you didn't come in with a kind of a unstreamlined list and just murder everybody. That's because you're playing it, so you've got a couple games under your belt, right?
Yeah.
So you did the best you could with what you had, and it wasn't just a straight wipeout, right? Like, it wasn't like
And I would have felt bad if I did that.
Right, well, that would have been a problem, right? Sure. Like, if you came in with, like, just a core set or two core sets and just annihilated everybody, all these people who've, you know, put, like, all the extra options in. Not saying it's impossible, but you literally had everything you owned, right? Like, it would have been an issue, I think, if you just, like, destroyed everybody with it, right? Like,
yeah, but I think, well, I mean, we can speak to our friend Nick there. You told me today, you're like, Dude, I saw him after your game. He looked crazy spooked.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, Nick runs a Golden Girls list, which is Jin, Leia, and Sabine. He runs it very well. He's good with Jin. And so, but yeah, I almost took that game. And I think it really scared him. And he was like, oh my God, these clones are so good.
Yeah, like, yeah. No, that's important though, right? Like your core unit has to be scary. Like Z6s should be kind of scary. DLTs should be scary. And your base guy should be scary because that's going to be most of your army, right? So being able to do work with just straight cores is important.
Yeah, and the Barks were okay. I mean, They did some work. Like there was a couple times that they, you know, they just deleted units, but I mean so did the clones, right? So did the core units. So there's a lot of fire. There's definitely a lot of firepower in there. And so, you know, you just gotta watch out for the clones when they end up coming out, is because there's gonna be firepower, but their points are more, right? They're expensive. You know, they have fire support, which I'm not good at yet, right? And nor should I be, right? I just started using
it. Your first game ever.
I haven't really opened my veterans and tauntauns yet, so I haven't played with it at all. So, like, there wasn't a ton of, and maybe I was playing wrong for sure. Afterwards, I was talking to a couple of the guys, one of the guys, Josh from Albany, and we were talking, and he was just like, yeah, he goes, I wonder if you, instead, because I had kind of put my army on one side, because what was happening was I was feeling a little timid because of my low activation count. I only had 7 activations, and so I was feeling a little timid with that, and so it's kind of like holding back more. But like he and I were talking, and he was like, I wonder if you just kind of like rolled them all up and murderballed me down this one side. I think you could have taken me. I don't think I have any answers to that. But what had happened was I kind of put my army on the opposite side, and then he was just chewing up. He had 3 snipers and Bosk, and he was just chewing up my Barks from distance, which that's exactly what would happen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's just interesting, but I still almost took that game. Like, it came down to the round, you know, round 6. And so,
I mean, that was a good game then, right?
It was. It was a great game. And, you know, I still got to work on fire support. I still don't know that I mentally am a clones player.
Sure.
The way they work, like, I understand now, like, you know, how they operate and stuff. And actually, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to write an article about them, like I did with the droid army. But the droids just make more sense to me. Like, I did this in my head, like, I saw them, and, you know, we had played once, and I've been thinking about them a lot. And I was like, oh, that's how you play these guys. Like, this is how you do this. And then it just hasn't hit me yet with the clones, and maybe it never will. Maybe it will. I don't know.
No, sure. It's just like they're super stormtroopers, right? With some extra added benefits built into their card, being able to share tokens. Like, I wish they put quick text on the cards about what being a clone trooper means.
Yeah.
To share green like aim or dodge tokens or surge even. I think that would have been helpful, because when you're just looking at the card and you didn't read the book and you're just reading through like the Learn to Play manual, you probably will miss that. Right, and that's very important with the clone troopers that they do. Otherwise, you're just kind of like stormtroopers. You even can get a DLT, you know, knockoff kind of thing going on. So, I don't know. I'm excited to play him. Obi-Wan's really good. He's a lot of fun. Being able to do deflect in melee is pretty cool with his special ability. Overall, at the tournament, I had a good time. You know, speaking of Josh, he brought down a few guys with him, and it was Josh, Sean, Jim, Martin, and Roy.
Yeah.
I think Roy, right? Or Ray. Ray, I'm sorry, Roy. Ray. It's Ray. And Ray was at the top table with me.
I'm calling him Roy from
now on. Oh, man, I goofed up. I heard his name once. It was my own fault. So it's Ray. I'm sorry. Ray.
No, it's Roy.
I've ruined it.
Aha, Roy.
I let my guard down for a second. But he was playing the, you know, Wizard Lizard, I think is the name of the list of Palp with Bosk and whatever else you want to put with it. And that was very good. That came down to the wire. It came down to, I got 1 or 2 lucky hits on Palp. So when he did the Palp bomb, you couldn't kill everybody. All right, he killed. I was ready for it. I'm like, all right, well, how much, you know, it's like acceptable losses. Like, yeah. All right, I'm going to lose a bunch of guys. But no, I was super close. It came down to me using Sabine to jump back to pull guys into melee so they couldn't get toward, we played intercept transmissions toward it. But it was really super close. It could have came down to either one of us, but you know, that was really cool just to see those guys come up and hang out with us. You know, whether or not we had the new stuff, like, they're fun to play against, so it'd be cool to see them come up again.
Oh, yeah, and they're all good dudes, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, and for those of you that don't know, Jim Martin did the Scarif board and a bunch of boards for Adepticon and Northeast Open, and he did some work for Marvel as well for the Marvel thing.
If you look at Gen Con and you see the rooftop map, that was him.
Yeah.
That's like a dream map for me. When I was a kid, like when you play HeroClix and you lay out the paper mat and it's rooftops, and you're like, cool, I guess, but then he made it.
Yeah.
Right? So that's like super awesome. Like, that's so cool to me. Like, I would love, like, it's just so cool.
Yeah, that Marvel game, that miniature game. I don't know. I think they're going to get me.
The problem is they announced, like, well, if you pull a team of like Avengers, like you get the Avengers, they get like a slight bonus. Not enough to make it like, oh man, if you don't play Avengers and you don't get the bonus, don't do it. But as soon as I saw that, I saw Venom, Spider-Man, Spider-Gwen, Miles Morales, whatever I don't remember what the name of his version of Spider-Man was.
Is he Ultimate Spider-Man? Maybe?
Maybe. And so I'm like, oh, Spider-Man team. I'm not a huge Spider-Man guy, but if I can have Venom and all the Spider, right. Like I could have Enter the Spider-Verse in, okay, I'm in. It looks cool. I probably buy this one casually because you don't need a whole lot. Like you buy a core set. And then I don't really care for the first two releases, MODOK or Hulk. Yes, MODOK especially, I don't care about. And like that's, I think the next one after that's like a couple of the characters I don't really care about. So like, I'll have fun. And you know, if I'm at Nova or something or Gen Con and I don't have anything going that day and they have an event, I'll go play. Because I'm a sucker for any full art prizes. But
yeah.
I'm not going to like put my life into it.
Well, and it seems like an easier, similar to Keyforge where... Yeah, because what was it, like 4 or 5 models? And then cards and
you
movement
bring
templates
10,
and stuff? Yeah,
so you bring 10, and it's kind of interesting. You bring 10, and you each bring an objective deck, and then you each select one of yours to create the mission, so it creates like a double, like a news bulletin of like, you each create half the mission, which I think is a really cool idea. And again, I like the fact that if you only own 10 miniatures total, you could probably play at any level, right?
Yeah, well, and I guess they're not going to have levels, though, right? Because didn't he say in the in-flight that they weren't going to do competitive, or if they did it, everyone won, nobody won?
No, they announced it. So they did, there's going to be, like, hobby days, more or less, where everybody gets everything. So you show up, no matter how many games you play, and you get all the alt arts, you know, whatever they're giving out, tokens, and you just have a chill, casual day of just playing the game and enjoying it in the hobby. And you know what? Honestly, like, I've spent so much time in the competitive scene, I'm like, that sounds like okay. Like, if I could just go and I could play and I lose, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, you know, like, cool, I had a good time. But there is going to be competitive.
Oh, okay.
And but what I like is, like, you buy, like, one guy, right? Like, I'll probably just play the core set until, like, Spider-Man come out. And then, you know, like, I don't know. Like, it's, I can get into that casually, and that's kind of nice. Whereas, like, Legion or anything else, like, anything Warhammer, right? Like, even Warcry came out, and I was looking at the Corvus Cabal, and I'm like, I don't really want to play this game, but these models look dope for $50. That was real, real close.
Yeah, they had, man. And then it was so funny. I was like, sorry, everybody, we're way off topic, but whatever. You know, it's so funny when they did their in-flight the other day. I went to FFG's website and they had that overlay banner that you have to like close to get to the main site or whatever. And it was Marvel. And I was like, oh, yeah, the miniature game. And like, I clicked on it. I'm like, wait, what is this? And it was that dumb card game that they came up with, and I was just
LCG.
Like, I that mar the miniature game blew that one so far out of the water,
dude,
and that guy
me.
That did the thing was so boring. Like, I was just like, I forgot they were doing a card game. Like,
I'm
less
sure
about
he's
that.
A great designer, but man, that was rough. Most of the, like to get through that. Again, like I kind of play one LCG. I play Arkham Horror from them. Like I have the core set and I've played it like twice. The Marvel LCG, like, oh, you can do this and that. I'm like,
eh. Yeah.
And then they showed the miniatures. I'm like, oh, I'm in. Right? I know maybe it's just not made for me. But the second guy who came for the miniature thing was, like, kind of hyped. He's like, all right, let's talk about my cool game. Like, boom, here's some miniature models. And I'm like, oh, no. I was just thinking because, like, man, I've always wanted to play HeroClix, but I hate the chase. I don't even do that for cards anymore, right? Let alone models.
Right.
Because then you get a bucket of models. What do you do with, right?
Right.
But no, I'm in for that. But no, to swing this all the way back around, The tournament Saturday was a blast.
Yeah,
we had a good time. My list did good. I ended up winning.
So what's your list? You want to tell us?
It's a secret, but yeah, I'll do it because I like,
you don't have to. If
it's no. It's fine. It's
your personality now, Evan. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Tell them all your secrets.
Tell them. No, sure. So it'd been kind of a secret list I'd been working on, but honestly, if your list can't take all comers, like, then it's probably not great. So it's, I don't really have a good name for it yet, but it's Han and Leia with just environmentals. Chewie with nothing, Sabine with Darksaber, Shield, and Tenacity, and then 5Z6 squads.
And Han.
And, yeah, I said Han, oh, sorry, Han and Leia. Yeah. So it's 9 activations, which is good. Like, that's about...
So Chewie, Han, Leia, Sabine.
Yep.
So what does Han have on him, anything?
Just environmentals.
Okay, same with Leia.
Yep.
Chewie... Chewie.
He's got environmentals built in.
Right. And then Sabine has her Darksaber.
The personal shield and tenacity.
Okay.
I used to keep the 4-point bid, but I just threw tenacity on Sabine because when at the tournament, I didn't have it then. And there was a day, like my first two swings with Sabine with Darksaber on Boba Fett, where one was a blank out and the second one was one. And I'm like, oh, yikes. Because you commit a lot because she doesn't have charge. So you got to like make sure it's within a move to do it. And so to blank out, I'm like, oh, this is bad. So tenacity, at least you get a hit in.
Yeah, that's it. So tonight, I played you tonight. That was my first time playing you. It's a nasty list. Like, it's got a lot of answers. And, man, Z6, 5Z6 is freaking crazy.
Yep, I just hope for crits. I get one or two each time because you're throwing you get 10 20. Dice. Yeah, you get... So it's averages, right? Like...
Yeah, and so I was playing a Bossk middle management list, which is I had Krennic with Strict, Veers with Improvised Orders, Bossk with Hunter, 4 DLT squads, and 2 snipers. And a Death Trooper squad with their gun and the DLT and then E-Stims. And that was my first time playing that list. That was something I came up with the other day. I don't think anybody's playing middle management with Bossk, and so
it wasn't bad. Like, no. It was fine. It was just I got some very unlucky morale rolls, but on my favor, my Z6s were performing about average the whole game. Like, yeah, I got at least one or two crits in a shot.
I don't think he had a bad. I don't think you had a bad Z6.
No, honestly, and I think about it, each one had at least one crit.
At least one, yeah.
Because I'm always it's like one damage, one
like,
damage.
And that, and you know, Evan and I were talking about this because we can go into it. Like,
yeah.
Generally, Evan, I think you've talked about it on the podcast. Generally, Evan gets pissed at me because when we play, if I'm at a tournament or out in public, I just don't really talk. I just go, no matter what like happens, good or bad, I just lock it up, right? Because I don't. It's for my own good because I know I'll get out of control or get too excited or something. And it's also for other people. Like, I don't want them to feel bad or feel good. I just want to have, you know, I just want to play. And and so I think this might be the first game where I've actually talked to Evan while we were playing.
Yeah.
And I said something like, geez, these Z6 are really hitting today. Holy crap. Like, can you not roll a crit this game? And
oh, so I went off. So, okay. Yeah,
a little bit.
So I got upset. Mostly because, like, you know, people, like, folks, when you roll a Z6 with troopers, you're throwing 10 dice. There's 1 out of 8 on each die to get a crit. Usually you should get one. At one is probably what you're looking for. You're like, one hit. Okay. And so, you know, during the tournament, people are like, holy cow, I can't believe you got a crit. Like, oh my God, one hit damage.
Yeah, well, and even...
just a tournament, well, just, like, in general.
To take it a couple steps back... And this kind of ties into the sportsmanship thing, too, is, like, we found, and I find this more and more lately, is that a lot of, like, complaints about dice, where it's, like, you roll dice, whether it's defense, offense, whatever it is, and I sometimes get caught up in it, too, where you just complain, and you're just, like, you had a situation where this happened a lot lately, and so when I said it, it kind of... triggered you a little bit, man, and torqued you out, you know?
You know, it's really... I apologize to Jay. Yeah. I didn't really go that bad. I was just
you weren't nasty. You were just like... you know, you just were like, well, you're not saying anything when I roll blanks on defense. And it's like, well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
But the thing is, I guess for me, like... and, you know, we can all kind of relate to this. So, like, we were playing, I mispositioned one or two units, but like for the most part, I had good positioning. Yep. And then all of a sudden, it's like the Z6, I'm like, heavy cover, like, you can only see couple, like,
two damage,
it was like,
to get through,
line
of sight,
like, and it was just like, two damage, and I'm just like, what is going on, this is crazy, and then, like, my red dice were, I think, underperforming a little bit in the beginning, and then they evened out, but in the beginning, it was just like, two get through, two blank red dice, I'm like, are you kidding me, like, what is going on, like, it was just, it was, like, and it was just frustrating.
No,
and,
you know, let me backpedal one. Nobody at the tournament gave me a hard time.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
so I don't want to say like anybody at the tournament gave me a hard time.
No. We didn't mean anything nasty.
No.
We're just saying like just in general. I think most of you have had that experience where you're doing well and someone's like, "Whoa, your dice are doing really good today."
It's something that I'm going to work on.
Yeah.
Because when people roll a whole lot of like every time I play a Pelt player, I never get damage. And good lord, I throw so many dice at this thing and never get damage. And I'm like, "Geez, your defense." I'm going to stop that. And I'm going to start congratulating you on your good dice as well as mine. I know that sounds weird.
No.
But how it works is it works both ways, right? So, hey, you do a good roll. Hey, man, great roll. Right? And so then when you get a bad roll, just be like, oh, whatever. Right? I know it stinks and it can cost you a game. And, you know, people don't get, well, why are you upset about that? Yeah, man, when you're like, you're in the game that gets you into the cut or not, right? And then that gets you an invite or that gets you this when you're at a big tournament. Normal casual stuff, I don't really care. It doesn't bother me too much.
So, and it's so funny because my first round at the tournament, generally I don't talk, like we were just saying. And I think so maybe it probably surprised Evan that I was saying anything about the dice this time.
It was actually. No, it's like thrown out a wall.
Yeah. But like at the tournament, I had played our buddy Nick first round, and Nick's consistently talking about how badly his dice aren't. Granted, generally, they're pretty bad. So, you know, but like I had said something about like I rolled a Z6 squad of the troopers. So it's the same as a rebel trooper, all blanks. And I just went, what? Like I was like, it literally shocked me. There was no paint, like not even surges. There was no paint. Yeah. And I was just like, I don't even. And then Nick goes, well, now you know how I feel. Like it was funny, but it was. You know, I think it's hard because that's what makes this game great and what makes this game
exciting,
frustrating at times, too, is that, you know, the best laid plans, right? So you're planning and you're trying to be strategic and tactical. And this is what, like, this is what I always argue with the scoundrels about is, like, they're all about dice. Like, oh, here's how many hits you should roll. I'm like, it literally never comes out the way you, like, mathematically speaking, unless you're using the app.
The app, yeah.
And so, like, in real life, like, there's so many flaws and variations that your dice never quite
I've got a chip die, yeah.
Yeah, what you think is going to happen. And so I think sometimes, just to kind of roll this into sportsmanship, and this is a perfect example, our game tonight, where, like, I just mentioned, like, I just said my thoughts out loud.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy, like, can you miss today? Yeah. Like, you know, that's what I was like. It was crazy. And I didn't mean it in that. Like, I thought Evan was going to be like, I know, right? This is crazy. And like, but then he had already had a bad experience. So, well, or a
lot
somewhat
of
negative.
It wasn't, it's never just like, it wouldn't have been just one. I've had a few lately where I'm like, look, man, like.
Yeah. And I think it's just because that list you're playing is really good. And you don't think it's going to be good when you're looking at it because you're like, nah, this guy sucks. And the next thing you know, like everything's on top of you. And you're like, oh, for God's sakes. But like, so I think what happens is, especially, and this is like a sportsmanship thing and like a questionable thing, is like people who play competitively, who think that there's something real on the line, like winning at a local tournament or even an RPQ, right?
Yeah,
it's a world invite, but come on, man, like this is just a game. Like, it's all just games. We don't get paid if we win worlds.
You know, that's the thing that I keep, like, you know, when I was talking about, like, there's nothing on the line, like, man, do I want to get into worlds? I still haven't won one. You know, I've got to go against some probably great players in Canada, and then I got to go against the Cooks up there, and then if I don't win, I get a second chance at Nova. But if that's that, that's my own, that's it. Then I got to wait till the last chance. And so, like, I want to get in so I can take that position of, like, I already got one.
Right.
I can cool off. And it's, you know, that I don't get, I'm trying to break myself out of bad dice etiquette, right? So, like, when I roll, I should be celebrating both hot rolls. And I'm done apologizing for my good dice, though. That's never happened. Like, when I roll, because I'm like, sorry, man, it's just how it is. I'm like, because every time you pick up, it gets to the point, every time I picked up dice, I'm like, oh, God, I hope I don't get any crits. So I don't, have, like, it's, you shouldn't think like that, right? You're just throwing dice, right?
Yeah, so. And I get it. Like, and I'll do that sometimes, like, if I'm getting on a hot streak and I'm just, like, deleting stuff. Like, I'll be like, oh, man, I'm sorry. You know, I know this sucks. I'm sorry. But, like, I won't do it until it's, like, later in the game when I know, like, that's a, like, a tipping point of, like, anger. Like, when it's, like, because you can see that, like, in our game we just had tonight, like, you know, I had said something about the dice. But then we, like, it was going bad for me about round round three. Like, it was going real bad, and I was like, oh, man, I got to pull this out of my butt to win this one. Like, this is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And I was starting to get a little twerked, but then all of a sudden, it just, like, went completely the opposite way, and then it was a game again, and I find that this game does that a lot. If you just, even though I was, like, a little bit agitated inside, and it was mostly not because of you, but because I had just made some bad moves, but, like, sometimes if you just wait and if you compose and you go, okay, what can I do? And I think it helped that we took a dinner break in between. Yeah. But, like, I was like, all right, what can I do now to, like, mitigate? I need to, like, cut off this bleeding. Like, what do I do? And then the rest of the game went well for me, and it came right down to the wire for us. And, you know, you ended up taking it, but it was real, real close. Closer than I thought it was going to be after round two.
Yeah, it's the second time I've played you the list. The first time you did Sabs. You did
that ridiculous.
Yeah, list. I played you three times, twice with Sabs. One when I had the speeder I was trying out. You're just like, I'm like, oh, bomb on a speeder, who cares? Like, I got armor 2, and you're like, 2 crits. Yeah. And we both looked at each other, and you look like, dude, I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, man, it's cool. And I rolled 2 blanks and it blew up. I'm like, okay, that's not cool. You know, just like, it happens though, right? Like, I've never had a perception of being a player who, like, gets mad about dice, because I try everything I can not to get mad about them, because, man, all my friends at X-Wing wouldn't let me touch their dice because I rolled so bad. Like, I've lost, if you watch, there's gold stream, a video of me, or tape, as you call it, of me on gold stream just blanking out on attack dice and defense dice. I've lost major tournaments because I just blanked out a few times. So I used to just think I was cursed. Like, just straight up. So I just got used to rolling terrible. I'm like, yeah, well. And so when I get, like, a focus on an X-Wing, you roll 3 attack die and you just get a focus and 2 blanks, that's generally terrible. But I'm like, yeah. All right. So, yeah, now I'm like, and there's an upgrade called Heroic for the Resistance, where if you roll 2 or more blanks, you get a free reroll. And in the community, you shout Heroic as you pick them up and throw them again. And I was running 4 X-Wings, 4 T-70s with this Heroic. And the amount of times I yelled Heroic is very, like, you know, but it made it, like, fun to roll blanks, because you get that, like, it wasn't just that straight, like, miserable down experience. Right. Whereas sometimes in Legion, like, granted, there's too many dice in Legion to, like, for any realistic way of doing that kind of thing. But that's why I take the Z6. So, like, sometimes I roll, and I've had plenty of times of just complete blankouts where I'm like, all right, well, don't even take a suppression, I guess. But today I was just on, and during the tournament, for the most part, I was, besides a couple rolls I could think of that were real great, I was just like average, right? I'm just like, because with DLTs, you know, nobody, when stormtroopers shoot, nobody goes, holy crap, when you roll 2 reds and you get 2 hits and then the whites roll anything. Right. That's the same idea, right?
Yeah.
Like, you broke cover, then you got one. Because all those hits I got, I only got hits on you because I got 1 critical in there, or 2 criticals.
Yeah, well, sometimes 3. But yeah, I mean, well, it's interesting. And I think from my perspective, because after playing this weekend with the clone trooper Z6s, right? It was either all or nothing with them.
Yep.
And this is Z6, right? They're variance monsters. Yeah. So it would be like that one I just talked about where it was all blanks. And I was just like, what?
Yeah.
And whoops. Then, like, the next 2 were, like, maybe 1 hit. And I was like, oh, God, I'm never coming back.
That's right. It.
Like,
over.
This is crazy. But then all of a sudden, like, and I had said something to Nick. Nick's a friend of ours. So I just said something. I'm like, dude, can you believe this? And he could. And so, so then, like, I think it was the next round or a round or 2 later, like, I rolled a Z6 and I rolled all hits.
Yep.
And it was just like, and he goes, there, now you can't complain about him anymore. And he was right, right? Because it came back. It's a bell curve,
man. Yeah.
But it's just like, sometimes it's so odd how the dice roll, where you're like, one minute one minute you're basking in the sun, and then the next minute you're, you know, the storm's heading your way. So it's just...
No, it's, you know, like, man, my defense die were terrible that whole game. Like, every time you shot any of my rebel troopers, they just died. Like, I don't think I saved, like, maybe three. Because I had most of the heroes. Like, Sabine did pretty good.
I'd like to talk about Sabine.
Yeah, go for it.
So when she first came out and people started playing them, I think that her bombs was real scary. Like, you're like, oh, no.
Yep.
Explosions.
So
with, let me rephrase it when I say with red dice.
Yes. So scary. Okay. So good thing you rephrased that, because I'm like, when I use it against red dice, I've noticed I maybe get one or two units off the board. It's just suppression.
Minis, not units.
Yeah, minis. Yeah. It's just suppression I'm going for.
Right.
Like to double suppress everybody, makes them lose an action, so next turn she can not die. Like she doesn't die from fire back. But man, on white on like trooper dice, like just white like t-shirt and pants rolls, the five ups. Yeah, it's bad. You're just like, lose one. So they hurt more in Rebels, but then again, that's mostly anything. Like, Bosk's Deoxys Grenade hurts more against Imperials, because you're like, probably maybe taking damage from the grenade, maybe not, but then the poison gets you.
Right.
Right, so you're always guaranteed to lose whatever, well, at least one or whatever he hits.
Yeah, it was just an interesting thing, I thought, because I played a couple Sabine, you were my fourth or fifth in the last couple weeks, Sabine list, and... I was just thinking about it, and this is kind of for, you know, you guys out there listening, is like, pay attention, because it always sneaks up on me. Like, I'm always like, nah, they're not gonna.
Speed 3 moves faster than you think.
They're not gonna make it up here. They're not gonna do that next turn. And the next thing you know, you did it tonight, and I was just like, yeah, I didn't see that coming. okay, well, let's roll. And then I did okay.
You lost like two guys.
Yeah, I think I lost two minis and
damage or something.
One damage on Bosk. Okay. Yeah, and so then I was like, that wasn't so bad. And then everyone shoot that woman. Yeah. And so, you know, it's just interesting. It was just an observation that I had where, like, I remember when she first came out, like, I was like, oh no, explosions. Or you hear. Like, Northeast Open, we had a couple stories.
Well, it was Bushman. Like Rebel on Rebel, and then one, I think Bushman had his grand total was like 9 miniatures removed or something, because he rolled fire.
Right? And you're like, oh my god.
He rolled fire, and the other guy rolled real bad.
Right, but then in retrospect, like, I faced a bunch of Sabines, and
yeah, it's good. It's Deoxys I'm more scared of, but I play Rebels lately anyway, and man, I don't want to take one of those... like bombs.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Deoxys is good, don't get me wrong, but at the same time,
it's just guaranteed to kill.
Right. I've played him a few times, Bosk a few times, and I always find when it's time to play that, because Bosk you're keeping further back.
Yeah.
You don't want to play it. Like, there's something else you should be doing that
he's
maybe...
just so much better with his gun. Yeah. Man, I hate Bosk. So Bosk is very good for 110 points naked.
Yeah.
Take him. If you have room in your list. Take him.
If you're playing Hunter if you got the money.
Yeah, sure.
But that's it. I just run with that and Hunter.
Perfect. Maybe Stims if you got the extra points.
Yep.
But that's if you're going to build him out, put Hunter and Stims on him, because you can Stim and you can regenerate off the Stims and keep them. Anyway, it's good. Do that. But either way, even if you just take him naked, man, that gun is obnoxious. I hate his gun. That's oppressive. Like in the tournament, Ray panicked my lay off the board like turn 2.
You sure it wasn't Roy?
Oh god! You know now. Yes, I'm sure it wasn't Roy. You caught me for a minute. I'm like, oh crap! I kept calling. Houston Hudson, right?
Yeah.
My.
That's right. And I kept going, dude. His name is Houston.
Houston. I'm glad you got those cards you're looking for. You know, we were talking a little bit because we were. I was a little frustrated that they announced the prizes for Gen Con like 2 weeks before Gen Con.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't going to go, and then they're like, the only place you can get him is here. And I'm like, that stinks. Okay, well, it's too soon. I can't go. Then he was like, hey, man, like, how do I get those cards? Do you know anybody going? I'm like, not really. And so this madman flies out there and gets like plays, and he's like, plays for like one day, and he flies back. So that's dedication, man. I love that guy. That was really cool.
So just moral to the story, if you ever meet us in person and you tell Evan your name, there's a 50-50 chance he's going to call you something else.
If
It'll be the same first letter.
All right, Jason, thanks for the call. On to our next topic.
It'll be the first
letter. All right, letter. Action Jackson. But yeah, I tried my best.
But yeah, so I guess, you know, back just finishing the sportsman, I know we went all over the place. You know, there's been like there was some hubbub at Gen Con. You know, we had,
covered it a
yeah,
little
we,
bit.
Yeah, we covered it, and then the Scoundrels talked about it just a little bit, and everyone talked about it a little bit. And I'm not here to go into it. I'm just saying, like, hey, you know, it's real now, right? Like, you can't act poorly because now there's floor rules, and they're kind of strict. Not, like, super duper, but they're still there. So just, like, try to be chill. I know it's really hard to say, but like from now on, anytime I see a good roll, I'm just going to be like high-fiving the guy, like or girl, whatever. I'm going to high-five. I'm like, hey, that's awesome. I'm glad you got that, because when I get it, I'm going to be high-fiving too, right? Like, it's, you just got to celebrate them both.
Yeah, and so kind of on that topic, you know, we get people email and message us all the time about different stuff, and, you know, we get reports of things that happen at events and, you know, sportsmanship stuff and people getting pissed and things happening. And I mean, even locally, right? It happens.
Yep.
And here's my advice, if I could. Like 80 to 90% of the incidents that I've heard of, no one called the judge. There was no judge call.
Yep.
Or no one went and spoke to whoever was TOing the event. Like, they just they let it happen or didn't stop it from happening or whatever.
Yep.
And then never said anything. And then just now they're complaining and upset about it. And I know
this happens all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. And I know it's difficult, to create a scene or a spectacle during this. Right. But if you're really feeling that way, instead of holding on to that and taking it with you, really, man, like, for your own sake, like, you should be talking to a TO or a judge on site, because afterwards, none of us, not us, not the TO, not the judge, no
Brendan
one can
will
do
always
anything.
Tell you to call right then, right?
Yeah, Brendan, yeah.
Yeah, he, that's like, so if you say after the game, like, yeah, I didn't like the way he was doing X, well, it's too late now.
Correct.
Right? Like, you can't, or like, it happens all the time in X Wing, like, after an event, a game goes to time or whatever. And then he'll talk to the judge, be like, hey, I think you'll slow play me. Like, well, you should tell me when it happens so I can witness it. Because right. Now I've just got your word, and that's not evidence, really, right? Because anyone could say anything about that. So if you think something's happening, or you know what, you need a line of sight check, just call. That's what the judges are there. You'll talk to so many judges. Man, when I was at Adepticon and I was at those top tables, those guys knew what they were doing because they're all, you know, really into it. I was bored as heck, man. Like, I would have loved to do some line of sight calls or anything, right? So... you got line of sight call. Hey, you know, I don't see it. You see it. Let's call a third party who is not invested in this game to see what you see. Like, that's what they're there for, right?
Yeah, really anything. Even if there's been confusion on, like, you know, we always talk about whatever the players agree to, that's the rules of the table, right? Well, that only counts if you actually call a judge over and then tell the judge what you guys originally agreed to and then what's happening now. Like, if you're just, like, think that that's going to be the rules, like, maybe there was a misunderstanding. And I found, like, a lot of this stuff is just communication errors. Like, they're just two people not communicating properly, you know?
Yeah,
it's... For the most part.
You know, like, I'm such a pacifist about stuff like that, where if...
I know you are.
Yeah, it's just how I am with it. If someone says... Hey, I can see him, and I look, I'm like, well, I don't see it. And they go, yes, I definitely can. I'm like, all right. Because I just, so pro tip about Evan, I don't want to cause conflict when I'm playing games because I want people to like me. It's a people pleaser problem, right? That's just a general life thing that I do. I think I'm not the only one with that kind of thing, but I just want to get through this game, and I probably would not have as many, like, not even wins, I would say, but like, things would turn my way a little bit if I just be like, no, man, I really don't think you can see him. And then call the judge and like, hey, can you do line of sight for me?
Yeah.
Or like, hey, we called this train this. I'm like, I thought we called it this. And they say, no, we called it this. I'm like, okay. Because I just want the game to move. And I don't want it to cause a confrontation at the table. But the judges are there. And you can say, hey, call him over and be like, hey, you know, I believe we called it this. He's saying we called it this. There's no evidence, I guess, either way of it, but what do you think we should do? What I really liked about Nova the first year, even though everyone complained about the sparse terrain.
Real quick, on that topic, the TO for Nova actually released to us and the Scoundrels an updated version of what they're actually doing for terrain this year, and I'm going to post it on our website.
All right, so cool.
I got to do that. Yep.
What was good about it was there's a piece of paper in there that just told you what the terrain was. And honestly, that's great. Because you just pull out the paper
Depticon,
and it goes...
Depticon has the same thing.
Yeah, it's
too,
like, this is light, this is heavy, this is light, this is heavy. And for each table, so there's no, like, well, you know, I really think this is this. Like, right. It just says, you just go by the paper, and that's... There's no agreement, there's no discussion about it, right?
Yeah, LVO did the same thing, Depticon. Yeah.
I really like that.
Yep.
That way. I know, when you're playing casual game, like, I super don't care. I'm like, it looks like you can jump on that car, whatever, just do it. But... with a competitive thing, we're like, because really, in all honesty, Legion can be boiled down to just boxes. Can you get on top of that box? Can you move over that box? Does that box break line of sight? You can do one of those VR training levels in like Metal Gear Solid 2 or whatever, right? Where it's just green boxes or white boxes around, you're dodging around. That's all it really is. We just do this fancy, cool looking terrain because we love the game and we love Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
So to have something that just say, this box is heavy terrain, this box is difficult terrain, don't walk in that box. Like,
right.
I think that would help a lot more. And maybe, you know, granted, when we had the tournament Saturday, we had 14 people show up. That's normally we have 6, so we were not ready.
That was great, yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome, the amount of people we got, but we're also like, wait, we have to put up 7 tables? You know, normally we put up like 2.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we were just like digging for terrain. We're like, I don't care, bunkers. Everyone gets bunkers, you know? Like, I can tell you one of the top table that I made, I just threw together in haste. I was just playing on. I'm like, well, I did this poorly, right? Like,
yeah, and it's so funny because usually for those events, like, you know, I have 5-6 tables worth for terrain.
Yeah.
And so I'll just pack. Usually we only use 3 or 4, but usually I'll pack most of them because I'll be like, okay, just in case.
Yeah.
This time I didn't. I'm like, nah, I'm just going to bring 2. And then like 14 people came over. Oh, man. Dang.
Yeah,
I wish I brought all of them, yeah.
We're, I'm tasked with doing, community building articles for our network, and I got one already out. Well, not out, but in the pipeline.
Friday
is coming.
Unless you want the X-Wing to go out.
Oh, well, that's gonna be something separate. Okay. Like, we don't need to worry about that on our main rotation. But the next one, I've got one in the wings for because we're doing a train building day at our local store. Now it's 40K guys. It's the 13 Legion. But they've reached out to me. And they're like, hey, we've noticed there's a lot more of you now, because it used to be 2.
Right.
It used to be like 2 or 3 of us when it started. Like, hey, there's a lot more of you now. We also know that the terrain is not correct for Legion. Right? They have a lot of 40K terrain. A lot of 40K terrain just needs to look cool. And, like, there is some line of sight stuff, but Space Marines can just, like, walk through walls. Like, they don't care. Tanks can kind of see the whole board, right? So, like, hey, we're going to do a terrain building day, and we want to know if you can come and, you know, just build terrain with us. And I'm like, that's a really great thing. So I'm going to post some pictures and write an article about that.
Nice. Because
I think that's a lot of fun and very smart way to, because you know what, every store's terrain probably kind of stinks to a level, and so getting together with your local group and just having a day, if you just everyone buys a bunch of that pink foam, bring in some paint, start making hills, start making buildings, like,
right? Well, yeah, and we had I had a conversation with one of those guys too, and we were just talking, we're like, there are certain commonalities between 40K Age of Sigmar Fantasy and Star Wars Legion, like grassy hills, everyone can use.
Guess what? They all fight in grass.
Right, tree patches, everyone can use. Like, they all fight in, like, icy places.
Yeah.
They all fight in muddy places.
In
they
deserts.
All, like, deserts. Like, you know, so there's these commonality points that I think, you know, we can pick and match and be like, okay, this is good for all three. This is good for all three. You know, and then that's how you kind of build it out.
No, so yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm going to post some pictures, and I think there's a few guys who came up to me, but I know Jeremy in our local group, he's looking to get into some droids. He's like, can I run like 2 tanks and droidicas? I'm like, sure.
Yeah,
like,
dude, I mean, I think everyone has experienced this same thing where I found that Clone Wars is really expanding the player base. Like, people are looking at Clone Wars, especially droids, going, yep, I'll be playing now. And it was like, wait, why were you waiting for droids? And they're like, because they're awesome. And I was like, okay. But I think it's that generational thing, man. I think most of our generation, so, you know, we're talking, what, like mid to late 30s and below, We got to see the re-release of the original trilogy in the theaters, but really, Clone Wars,
the prequels.
Yeah, prequels were our bread and butter, right? Love them or hate them, but that's what we all grew up on. And so I think that that's what we're seeing is like people like, I mean, love or hate the movies, the droids are awesome, and like I can't wait to play the droids. Like,
you know, it's funny. So if the movies are just their own thing and nothing expanded came out, eh. Right, it's all the expanded stuff that made it good, like the Clone Wars show, both all of them. Like, there's animated and the other one. Like, Dooku was really cool in that. The books,
yeah.
Like, I'm listening through. I just got done Dooku Jedi Lost, which is a very good radio drama. If you ever get a chance to listen to it on Audible, and I'm on to Master and Apprentice, which is Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan before the movies, like how they're working out together. And man, the Republic stuff was really cool. Like. Man, too bad you didn't get to see that like portrayed in the movies a little bit more. But yeah. There's so much cool stuff to it that if you just take out the cool stuff and you make a game out of it, okay, that works. Like, this is fun again, right? Like,
yeah, for sure.
Like all the different Grievous things I've seen already on the Legion Facebook page are awesome. And
oh, I know.
They're all amazing. The clones and like, there's so much cool stuff coming out of this. And it's not even out yet. Like, you know, I was thinking about running a straight Scarif list. So I had like three shore troopers, a couple mortars, and like three death troopers and Krennic, just anything that was at Scarif, just period, just to make it look cool, right? It was going to be my always bring Imperialist, and I was going to make a Hoth always bring Rebel list, and so I can just, when the new factions come out, those are just my go-tos. I don't have to change them, and they're just done, right? They look cool, I put them on the table. I don't care if they're good or bad, but if someone wants to play a game, I can just be like, yeah, I got this, right? But what's so cool about the new stuff is like, you don't even have to do a theme. It's all just neat, right? Like, it's cool droids. Awesome. No, you don't even need to do a theme.
Yeah. That's interesting. Well, and I know like a lot of people with clones are going to paint them different schemes, like all the, you know, all the,
yeah, like dude,
the Clone Wars,
I can't wait to see Commander Coney. You know, the biggest one I want is, Republic Commando. It was an Xbox game that was, you played as four clone troopers going through like Black Ops kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Man, they keep like spoiling, like they're like, oh well, you can play as Commander Cody. I'm like, one more step, man. Give me a 4-man group of the Republic Commandos. That'd be real cool.
Yeah, maybe that, you know, maybe that'll be like their specialists, like the Death Troopers.
Holy
the
smokes, IRG. I'd be so in for that. You have no idea.
Right. Well, you could almost do. Well, Cody's already coming out, but I was gonna say you could do like a Entourage or something.
That Rex cool. is in there too. Like Rex before he joined, before he got old and joined Rebels, right? Like he was doing stuff.
Yeah, so you could do Rex with Entourage, you know.
Yeah, something. Like, I think there's so much cool stuff in it, and I can't wait to get into it. And, like, I bought some contrast paint, finally, to get on the contrast. Buddy. The contrast. You know, the worst part was they didn't have any of the colors I really wanted, so I had to buy off colors of everything I wanted. So I'm painting, I'm like, oh, this brown's a little too brown. This green's a little too green. But honestly, I got done my Leia, and I got to just make her face a little bit, but
she looks good.
Yeah, I'm like, this looks okay. This looks pretty, and it took me like,
yeah, contrast
maybe an hour.
Rebels are super good.
Yeah,
and then I found droids are good with them too.
Oh man, droids are super super easy, right? Just look the tan.
Yep,
done. Tan done.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're not, you know, for those of you out there screaming at your radio because you want the perfect models. I mean, sometimes, man, I just need things to be table ready.
Oh, so, you know, we get the guys who are really into modeling here once in a while coming through, and they really into painting. And I respect the art. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, me too, yeah.
I super do, but man.
Well, some of them I take my time on, and I'll go real in depth, but some of them it's like, I just need this.
Dude, I hate it. Like I bought them, and I, you know what, $60, it's quite a bit for me. So I got the home and I'm like, man, I got to paint these now. And so it was really humid outside. I'm spraying the spray can. It's not sticking. I didn't understand why. So I went like half a spray can. I'm like, God, that's $10 of spray just in the air. So I go upstairs and I'm like getting ready to paint. And I'm looking at like, this is like six guys or something. It's like two groups and like two units, like eight guys. I'm like, oh God, I don't want to do this. So I started going and I'm like, I don't want to do this right now. But actually when I started getting the contrast down, like put a couple layers on, I'm like, you know what? This is literally good enough for me. Like it hits the depths. It looks fine.
Yep.
I just got to hit them with a. I hear you have to hit them with a sealant, right? Or else they start.
Sometimes, yeah.
They kind of, especially with contrast, because if you hand them a lot, they peel off a little bit. Yep. So just seal them with that. And then I'm like, you know what? I just need to get through these events, and I want to paint an army for when I do these events. When, like, I was actually, I have to take all the paint off my stormtroopers because they're all painted like Cobra troops. Because yes. I do a lot of demos now. I'm a little tired of having to explain what they are. So if I just put them out as like stormtroopers, I just get the contrast white with, you know, hit them with a highlight afterwards and color in their bits and call them done.
Yeah.
I think that just looks easier and looks better for people just to like get, because like, why are they blue? I'm like, well, it's Cobra. And they're like,
who's Cobra?
Yeah, right? So I'm like,
get
out of
here, kid. No.
Oh, Lord.
But okay. Well, cool. I think that's going to wrap it up for today's episode. Evan, anything else from you?
Nah, man, I'm good.
Great. All right, everybody, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, or you want to try to see if Evan will remember your name,
I'll try my best.
Email us at contact@thefifthtrooper.com. That'll do it. Talk to you guys next week.
Join Everyone, us next stay week red. For another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.